Hello, everyone, and welcome to our SearchWindowsSecurity.com podcast entitled Windows Vista, Get to Know the Security Center. Joining us today is Brian Posey. Brian is a Microsoft Most Valuable Professional for his work with Exchange Server. He has served as CIO for a nationwide chain of hospitals and was once in charge of IT security for Fort Knox. As a freelance technical writer, he has written for Microsoft, TechTarget, CNET, ZDNet, MSD2D, Relevant Technologies, and other technology companies. You can visit his personal website at www.brianposey.com. How are you today, Brian?
Oh, good. Thank you.
Now, Brian, you recently wrote a tip for SearchWindowsSecurity.com about the features of Security Center in Windows Vista. Could you please talk a little bit about Windows Firewall?
Sure. Windows Firewall has actually been around for a while now. It was originally introduced with Windows XP. The firewall has been improved for Windows Vista, though. Probably the biggest difference in the XP firewall versus the Vista firewall is that the Vista version now supports filtering for both incoming and outgoing traffic. One thing to keep in mind, though, is that the outgoing traffic is set to allow all traffic unless you've configured a rule that prohibits something. Incoming traffic is filtered to where everything is blocked unless it is either solicited traffic or it matches a configuration rule. Another big difference between the Vista firewall and the XP firewall is that the Vista firewall can actually be configured so that rules can be based on Active Directory, user accounts, and groups. You can also base rules on source and destination IP addresses, port numbers, source and destination and TCP and UDP ports, and pretty much anything else that you want. Another big difference between the Vista firewall and the XP firewall is that the Vista firewall actually contains a Microsoft Management Console snap-in that you can use to get to all of these rules and configuration options.
Cool. Do you think you could also expand a little bit on the primary role of Windows Defender?
Sure. Windows Defender is Microsoft's anti-spyware solution. I don't know how many of you all remember a company called Giant Anti-Spyware. Back in 2004, Giant sold their product to Microsoft, and it was known as Microsoft's anti-spyware for a while, but then they changed the name to Windows Defender. Windows Defender actually uses the same anti-spyware technology as Sunbelt Software's anti-spyware product, CounterSpy. The biggest difference between the two is that CounterSpy supports some of the older versions of Windows, whereas Windows Defender only supports XP and Vista. Windows Defender is primarily signature-based, meaning that as people encounter different types of spyware, they can send an alert to Microsoft to analyze what's going on and then update their signatures, kind of like the way an antivirus program would work. But being that Microsoft does have intimate knowledge of the operating system's inner workings, they've put several agents in place that monitor key aspects of the operating system for unexpected changes.
Great. If you want to know more about today's speaker, Brian Posey, you can check out his website at www.brianposey.com. That's BRIENPOSEY.com or relevanttechnologies.com. Brian, is there anything you would like to tell us about either of these sites?
No, not really, other than just that the brianposey.com site is my personal site, and it's got a variety of all kinds of different IT articles, and Relevant Technologies is dedicated to security, so anything you find out there is going to be security-related.
Great. Well, Brian, thanks again for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
And thanks to our listeners for joining us as well.